Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it's Gary Stewart at Conscious Connection, and I'm very excited to speak to our guest today, who's just a fantastic person and a dear friend as well. I'm interviewing Shawn DuPeron, and she's the head of Project Forgive, which is going to be a documentary film, and she's also a forgiveness. In forgiveness, she's a media coach. She heads Project Forgive. She's just an amazing woman. She's coming to L.A. Actually in a week and a half. So she's our speaker at the Holistic Chamber of Commerce. And then Saturday we'll be at the Gateway doing a special event for Project Forgive. So it's going to be quite a day. And then I'm going to be doing a couple hours of prosperity workshop, making your dreams come true at the end of the day, plus my workshop in the evening. So let me tell you a little bit about Shawn. She's six-time Emmy Award winner, and she's taught thousands of people how to communicate in business using universal themes of love, fear, and forgiveness in the workplace. She works with corporations, entrepreneurs, and universities, and government agencies across the globe. She's interviewed presidents. She's filmed hundreds of celebrities, and you might have seen her featured in major media, including CNN, ABC. She's been in Inc. magazine, USA Today, and her personal passion is forgiveness. It's a story of overcoming child sexual abuse that's inspired thousands, plus her movement on global forgiveness is created in her project, Project Forgives. There's a five-minute video to the film that's went viral and seen by thousands of people, and I'm so excited that she's coming to town from Detroit. And I don't have her on the line yet, so let me just tell you a little bit about our event here. On Wednesday the 12th, which is February 12th, at the HCC meeting, guests can come for $5, but members can attend free. We're doing a very special event called Gossip Marketing, How to Get Them Buzzing About Your Business. And a lot with Shawn teaches, and I've done her media training class in Detroit last year, and it was absolutely incredible, is you learn how to refine your message. That's the best thing I can say. It's just incredible how often we're not focused or whatever, and her work really helps us focus on our message, how to speak clearly, succinctly, as if we were talking to a news reporter. And a lot of people need that refinement of their message so they can communicate clearly. So anyway, it's absolutely incredible. Even if you're in alternative healing, I'm just texting her to see where she is. She should be picking up the line any second. And let me just text her to get her on the line. She should be here any second here with a three-hour time difference. Sometimes people get confused on the start time. And so gossip. Now, that's something everyone thinks of gossip as negative. Well, she's taking a different spin on gossip, that it's positive. And you can get your positive message, get people out there talking about you. So this is a thing such as good gossip. And it doesn't have to be malicious. People can say, oh, I discovered something new. Oh, did you try this new health food product? Oh, I just heard about this. Did you hear about this or that? So there's positive gossip. That's how a lot of things go viral, and people always want to share good things with people, and that's part of us getting our message out there. And along with that, we'll be doing at the Holistic Chamber, it's a great group of holistic healers here. And oh, I think I have her on the line now.
Hey,
hello, Shawn.
How are you?
Good.
How you doing, honey buddy?
I've been just gushing for the past few minutes till we get you on the air here. So I think they've heard everything and anything about you. Is there anything you'd like to say before your visit?
Yeah, so I had issues. Will you forgive me? I had some issues with the phone line. Forgive me, please.
Well, here in L.A., and I had some issues too because the wind is really howling here in Los Angeles, and it seemed signals were slow to pick up.
Gotcha. And we've got massive, massive, massive snow. So not sure what's going on technologically, but there's a lot going on with the internet and everything. So I'm happy to be here.
Okay, well,
I love you. I'm thrilled.
Yes, I'm so glad. So I told them about you coming to L.A. On February 12th to the HCC meeting and the 15th, which we're really excited about for Project Forgive. So I was speaking to our guests about your HCC event, Holistic Chamber event on gossip marketing, and how there's positive buzz out there, and gossip's not always malicious. But the bigger thing is our all-day event at the Gateway on Saturday, February 15th. Would you like to talk to us about Project Forgiveness and forgiveness in general?
Absolutely. So can I just make a mention about the Holistic Chamber and what we're going to be doing that night, and then maybe talk a little bit about what we're going to be doing on Saturday the 15th, because they're going to be very, very different.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely. Please
yeah.
do.
Yeah, and both of them will center on Project Forgive, and I'm sure we'll have a chance to talk about Project Forgive, but if you don't know what it is, we did a little five-minute video that went frickin' viral. It has attracted people all over the globe. It's been seen by tens of thousands across the globe, including attracting Archbishop Desmond Tutu and Naomi Judd, the country artist, who both now endorse the project. So we're making a movie. It's an inquiry of what forgiveness is, and it's non-religious. It's non-partisan. It's simply an inquiry of forgiveness. So we're 50% done with the movie, and we continue to raise funds to complete it. We're getting pretty darn close. And what we're going to do when we come to the Holistic Chamber on that Wednesday, February 12th, we're going to dive deep into making mistakes in business. And I'm going to use Project Forgive as a model of that, and we'll probably do some exercises on really deeply forgiving yourself, because the biggest thing that I see as a business owner, and I've been a business owner a long time, Gary, I know that you have, is that sometimes we make mistakes. And we get a little gun-shy about trying new things in our business, or maybe we hire an employee that's not very good, or maybe we try marketing something that didn't work, or maybe we're trying on social media, it's not working out, and we get a little gun-shy. And so we're going to work through this process of, you know, grieving your losses and moving on so you can start fresh again. And that's what we're going to be doing on that Wednesday at the Holistic Chamber.
Absolutely, and most people that are absolutely ultra-famous, like Warren Buffett, Donald Trump, anybody, they say it's learning from your mistakes that's the goal, not giving up. It teaches you to be sharper, better, and more focused. So that's going to be fantastic for everyone.
Yeah, and it's really about risk-taking too, Gary, because as business owners, we have to take risks. And it was a risk for most of us to even go into business, you know, to leave a corporate job or a 9-to-5 job and say, hey, I want to make my own way. I want to create my passion. I want to do this. And there's a lot of risk-taking, and we're going to naturally make mistakes with risk-taking. It's part of the game. I'm a media trainer by trade. I see lots of people when they first go on camera, they screw up. And, like, how do you fix it so you get a little bit better, so you can actually get those rewards? Because I really believe that, quote, the greater the risk, the greater the reward. And I'm talking about calculated risks. I'm not talking about, like, pie in the sky, try this and see what works. And that's not what I'm talking about at all.
Excellent. So so with our forgiveness here, too, as well, no matter how spiritual we are, we have a lot to learn, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's always, you know, more layers to go to, and I know we're going to explore that on February 15th when we're together. I know we're doing a session on gossip marketing, so we're going to actually do some real marketing work, like what works in social media, what doesn't, what works with traditional media. And again, I'll use Project Forgive as an example, like how did we get on Om Times Magazine, who Alanis Morissette was on the following week, and Eckhart Tolle was on a month before us, and getting a million views on our project. And how did we create such a large social media following, both on Twitter, on Facebook, and LinkedIn? So we're going to explore that. And then, Gary, you're going to take over, and we're going to really dive into money and shift through some of the excess baggage we have.
Exactly.
And, and I want to say one more thing, because I know that evening we're also going to be doing the Family Constellation, which, you know, Gary, you and I have done a lot of work as spiritual beings. And at this phase of my life, I'm 50 years old, but you name it, I've pretty much done it, from Naked Weekends to, you know, you name it, I've pretty much done it. And at this phase of my life, I'm seeing the deepest amount of work and the deepest amount of transformation through doing Family Constellations. And your facilitation of this evening event is just, it's jaw-dropping and fantastic. It really is jaw-dropping and transformational.
Great. Thank you very much. I love doing it, and I have the best people who attend, and they're so ripe for change. It's really a pleasure. And, yeah, and just at the end of your speech on Project Forgiveness, I'll be doing a couple hours just focused on prosperity and having the courage to make our dreams come true and what are the pitfalls from our ancestry or our own negative thoughts about ourselves. So we're going to have a jam-packed weekend, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And I do want to say, too, we created it low cost on Saturday for that event. And when you come to the event, like 12:30 is registration, it's from 1 to 4, you are invited to stay for the rest of the evening, which are, you know, the Abundance Workshop and the Family Constellation, as a guest. So you stay on, and
yes,
any of the funds that we raise goes to Project Forgive, which is a nonprofit, so it's all good.
Absolutely, yes. That's fantastic. Well, a lot of our listeners may want to know a little bit more about Project Forgive, like especially having Desmond Tutu endorse it. I mean, that's major, major, major.
It is awesome what's going on, Gary. You know, I've got, we're getting ready to do a lot of live streaming. Lot is going on social media. And I just want to talk about a couple of the interviews that we have, because we're like a little bit over 50% done. And one of the interviews that deeply touched me, these are like, and I've been a TV producer and a film producer, gosh, for almost 20 years. And these are some of the best interviews I've ever, ever gotten. And one of them is from this gal. Her name is Valerie Shepherd. And she's an African-American woman. She's medium-skinned. She's very attractive. And there's a reason why I'm describing her for you. Because she talks about in the movie a lot of the conversations, what's your game changer for forgiveness? You know, like what really changed you? And it doesn't mean catastrophic things. This isn't always about catastrophic things, even though the catalyst for the film was Gary Weinstein, who his wife and two children were killed by a drunk driver.
Mm.
Valerie talks about the game changer for her is, and this is really deep, Gary.
Yeah?
She had an amazing conversation about forgiving herself for being black. Now,
wow. Mm-hmm.
This is a deep conversation, and it's actually one that I have not seen discussed at such a vulnerable, vulnerable place. And the way that she talks about it has nothing to do with race, has nothing to do with anger. It's so lovely. It's about being connected in love for her. And as a medium-skinned white black woman, she's never been embraced by the black community. She was always called an Oreo. That's a common term that's used. So she's never felt like she's belonged to the black community. And she's not white. She's not white. And her internal journey or her spiritual journey is to be able to claim herself as an African-American woman, and that's a title she likes, as African-American woman, and be able to belong to the race wholeheartedly. And she's very educated. She says that, you know, she'd put it in quotes with her fingers and say, I don't talk like a black person. You know, she'd be being silly about that. And the way that she talks about it, though, is so beautiful. And she also mentioned this, too. She mentions, like, when she comes into a high-end department store, whether it's a Nordstrom or I don't know what you got in California. You guys got Nordstrom or Macy's? Higher end. How's that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And when she walks into the store, she can feel it. It happens just in a split second that the white women behind the counter are looking at her as a black woman. One, is she going to steal?
Right.
Or two, does she have enough money to be there? And for her, it's an internal forgiveness of racism from white people, from Latinos, from Arab communities, from all these different cultures. And the reason I'm so inspired about her having this conversation is because it's a very important one, and especially coming from Detroit, we have a lot of race issues in Detroit. We're the most segregated community in the U.S. with, you know, hard feelings between white people and black people, and hard feelings is just a fast word to say. And part of Project Forgive personally for me and the Detroiters that are involved is to also bring race relations closer with black and white people in the city of Detroit. So cool stuff. I mean, the interviews are amazing.
Yeah, and that's life-changing, too, for people to hear because, you know, they're really, I mean, in my writings, in my knowledge, there's really no other, you know, and whatever we do to somebody else, we're really doing to ourselves because we're one species, regardless of color. And it's great to hear someone speaking about that, because I've known people of color who've been robbed by other people just because of their shade. So it doesn't mean it's always black against white for crime or robberies or anything else. It would be someone who's of the same color that gets robbed or attacked sexually and otherwise by their own race. So it's, you know, crime isn't really racial. And what drives these people to crime, the economic factors, also has to be looked at and addressed and understood by white people as well as people of color.
Yeah. It's just beautiful how she talks about this without even conversations of crime, without even, you know, because there's so much research on, being a media expert and doing a lot of my research and a lot of my PhD stuff on, and I didn't know the conversation was going to go this way, but this is kind of fun. You know, when we watch the news and maybe they don't show who committed the crime, the research shows that one out of four people will think the crime was committed by a black person. So there's something wrong with this. There's something wrong with how we, our perspective and what's real. And it's just really, really interesting. And I love that she was open and vulnerable enough to really share her heart and claim her heritage. You know, I'm a Polish girl. I love to claim that I'm Polish, you know, and not to separate and to be part of a heritage, which is a beautiful, beautiful tradition as well. So beautiful, beautiful stuff.
And I know the video that went viral in Project Forgive, that your personal conflict where you know both sides of the people, the drunk driver and the person who was victimized by the drunk driver, you knew both of them. So that's kind of a conundrum that doesn't put one against the other. Could you speak about that a little? Because I think that's
absolutely
so powerful.
And it, Gary, that's the crux of the film and the crux of the movement, because we've since started a 501c3. I mean, we've become a nonprofit foundation because of the interest and the level of emails. And I knew Gary, the man who lost his wife and two children, very well, and also knew his wife and his children. My children babysat his children. His wife was my husband's business coach. We've been friends for many years. And the man who killed them, who caused the crash, his name is Tom. He was also another dear family friend. And to be in that juxtaposition of having, knowing Tom, he created this huge crash, went to jail, appropriately so, and then in the same breath, Tom is also a loving, amazing human being. And how do you rectify or be with both sides of that? And I assert, and even in the movie, it's what we explore, that there's so many truths to everything. You know, you can, the divorce, like, for example, the divorce rate. The divorce rate is over 50%. If we can't forgive the person we dearly love or someone we're in relationship with, if we can't forgive them, how can we forgive Rwandan genocide? How can we forgive, you know, dolphins being killed by the hundreds of thousands? You know, it's a pretty big stretch. And, you know, even like looking at marriage, you know, you got a husband who's wonderful, is awesome, and he keeps leaving his socks out, and you want to kill him, you know? And that's like a simple, it's a simple example. Yes, it is. And we find a way to balance that in some ways, and it's true about everything. And if we, like, even here in the U.S., if we could do that with politics, like no matter what you believe politically, no matter what you believe, that still at the same time you can still have respect for another party, even if they are diametrically opposed to what you believe. And that, to me, is the essence of maturity, the essence of spiritual maturity, quite frankly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you can, I think it was Albert Einstein who said, being a genius is holding opposing views simultaneously. And that's what people need to do. Hold the dark and the light simultaneously and then be in the in-between area, which makes it much more Buddhist, that you can have equanimity for both sides.
Yeah, and Gary, that's exactly what you create in the atmosphere you create when you do a family constellation. Because being with you, I've seen you look at, have someone look at their ancestral past, maybe they're Jewish, and for them to go through forgiving the Nazis. I mean, you know, can you love your Jewish family and also forgive the Nazis? It's the same diametrically opposed idea, and that's the basic premise of a lot what you do in the family constellation.
Absolutely, because, you know, these forces, if people look at it just like as a battery with negative and positive charge, makes the power work. Well, it's the same thing in the microcosm and the macrocosm, too. It's like the duality of positive and negative are constantly at work. And I always tell people who judge people, and I'm not thrilled with some of the political things I see going on, but I said without that, the conversation would move forward. So a lot of people at Christmas were talking about the Black Santa Claus in L.A. controversy, and they had Korean Santa Clauses and all this, and I said, yes. People say, isn't this horrible? I said, no, it's good, because it's pushing the conversation forward to include all kinds of Santa Claus, not just a white Santa Claus, you know? And
Yeah, you know, here in Detroit, I didn't hear about the controversy about Black Santas or Asian Santas. I think that's a riot. That is so fun.
Yeah.
And that's a perfect example of what we're talking about. And what I'm excited about with the workshops is that because it's one thing to know, like, oh, yeah, I need to forgive my husband for throwing his socks on the floor. That's great to know. And it's a lot different when you can do it live in the moment. And
yes,
those are the skills that you and I play in when we do these workshops. You actually have breakthroughs in those kinds of conversations.
Absolutely. It's just fantastic. Well, how do you like to be contacted now, either for Project Forgive? I'm going to put this on our live link, which I'll be posting everywhere, also along with our next newsletter announcing your arrival in Los Angeles February 12th. So how do you like people to contact you? What's the best way?
Come to Project Forgive Facebook page. So go to facebook.com/Project Forgive. If you are inspired to come hang with us in some of these workshops, a good place to go is Sean TV. And like you were calling me, Shawnee, it's Sean, S-H-A-W-N-E, TV.com. Yeah. /gossip, and we're going to be playing in the notion of good gossip. I'll be able to share with you a little bit about my research, because I am getting a PhD in gossip, and usually we think gossip is bad.
That's not
what research shows. Research shows that gossip, that mean malicious stuff, is only about 5 to 7%. We're actually really, really, really good people. And when you use good gossip or word of mouth, you can make something go viral, just like we did for Project Forgive.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, and a lot of people, you know, forget, they hear the word gossip, especially in Los Angeles here, and it's like, but when people share a new vitamin that healed their flu, or I found this at a certain store, that's what people have been looking for, and there's 99% of people who want to help people and refer people to something that can solve a problem, and that's,
absolutely,
you know, that's the positive side of it, and it's so great that you have the science behind it, and getting a PhD, no less, just absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, very cool. And we'll find ideas and ways for those that participate how they can apply some of these principles to their business, because once you know how, it's not really that hard. It's pretty logical when you see it, and it's not that hard, especially when you're in your passion. Those that are in their passion can rock it out.
Yeah, what I love when I went to, and this summer you'll be doing another media boot camp, won't you?
Yeah, actually it's in September, and it's going to be in Chicago this year. Yeah, it's going to be in Chicago, and it's going to be hosted by Illinois Institute of Technology, a pretty large university there. We usually sell out, so if you want to find out more about it, of course you can hang out with us and find us on Facebook and all that good stuff.
Absolutely, and I just want to let our listeners know I went to Detroit and mixed it in with a workshop after your event, and it was one of the most fantastic things I've ever been to. Number one, your energy is just flawless. The people who attended were just outstanding. And the lessons I learned, so people think, oh, yeah, people are alternative healers, they have it together, blah, blah, blah. But if you can't communicate your message and what you're offering people in a concise, succinct way, quickly, as if you were talking to a reporter, then people will just lose interest, say, oh, yada, 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 oh, yeah, I bumped into this person.
Yeah, they think you're woo-woo. They think you're woo-woo, you know, and they don't take you so seriously.
Communicate directly. And it was I was so impressed. My holistic chamber group, we've been doing exercises like that every single month since I went to your workshop, to get them to stop talking so nebulously and out there, to really focus on the nuts and bolts of what they have to offer, who it's going to benefit, and how they're going to use that for the client and just to bring change to the world.
Yeah, that's so inspiring, Gary. Thank you for telling me that. That's so awesome. And that's actually really needed in the holistic realm, because I do work with a lot of chiropractors. I do a lot of events with chiropractors in particular. And, you know, they've got some bad gossip around them in the media because they don't pitch. That's one of the reasons.
Right.
Very few chiropractors play in the game of pitching the media to do a free story. So we'll explore that when I come to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Excellent. Well, we have about 2 minutes left. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about before we sign off and get this link spread on social media?
So, Gary, you rock. Like, really. I want to appreciate you. How's that?
Okay,
appreciating you. Yeah, appreciating you.
Thanks.
People get value when they come to your show. They get you. They can tell you've got passion, you've got compassion, that you're very, very committed not only to making a difference for people but and also the holistic chamber. And your heart and soul of bringing me to the chamber to do national events, like with our webinars and our live feeds, bringing in folks like Teresa de Grosbois into the holistic chamber. You keep upping the conversation over and over and over again. And you are one of the most exquisite facilitators I've seen in transformation. And good gossip about you as much as I possibly can about the family constellations, because they really are life frickin' altering. They are.
Yes.
It's like when you leave, your jaw has dropped. And I just deeply appreciate you for, you're just an exquisite human. You really are.
Ditto, ditto. I knew when I first met you at Joe's workshop that there's a kindred spirit right there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just wonderful. And we got to wrap up here. We just got a minute or so left. So what I will do is I'll put all your links on along with this live link here so people can get in contact with you. And any of our listeners can get in contact with me regarding the event. And on the newsletter, if anyone wants to email me, I have the live link to register for Project Forgive at the Gateway so they can do it right online with a live link I have, which I can email anybody, which is going to be sent out anyway in a timely manner here. And I'm going to add this link to it of our interview so people will be able to listen to this interview
as
well.
And it's cheap. This is like a $47 event, like Saturday's $47 bucks for the entire – I don't remember what it is for the Holistic Chamber. Do you know what it is for the Holistic Chamber?
It's only $5 for a guest. Members attend free and pay $5 for anybody who's not a Holistic member to be
please.
There.
Oh,
yeah,
don't
exactly.
even contact us. Just
yes.
show up, for goodness sake. It's a ride. You'll be so happy you did.
Exactly. Well, it's wonderful to speak to you, and I'll be seeing you in a little bit, so thank you so much. I'm so glad to have more awareness for Project Forgive and thrilled that you're going to be in Los Angeles in about a week and a half here. Get some warm weather. Get a little sun in the middle of winter.
Yeah, I love you, Gary.
Thank you. Thank you so much. To our listeners, this is Gary Stewart at Conscious Connection, and my guest today is Shawn Duperron, and she'll be in L.A. in a week and a half. And till next time, namaste.